Diane, can you tell me something about your work recently in the Labour Party and the Labour Party Women's Committee?
Right, I'm active in my Labour ward, but a year ago when they had the annual general meeting, somebody talked me into standing as the women's officer. It was competitive. I mean, there were other women standing, but I got it. And it was incredibly difficult. I mean, I couldn't even get a list of women members. So there were all kinds of obstacles. But because it hadn't existed as a group, I got Margaret Hodge to come and speak to the first meeting in the town hall. So I had all the prestige of the town hall and Margaret Hodge. And may I tell the anecdote, because I think it's a lovely one.
Mm.
She said she was conducting a hearing with a young man, and her deputy, who is a Conservative, said to her, "That young man's lying, you know. And why don't you get a Bible?" Now, the House of Commons doesn't work on the principle of Bibles, although, as you probably know, they have the prayers at the beginning of every session. And so they went and looked for a Bible. And she told this lovely story about hunting all over the House of Commons, saying, "Has anybody got a Bible?" And eventually they got one. But I love the thought of running about the House of Commons searching for a Bible.
So he could take an oath.
Yeah, and he did take an oath. And he did change his story.
Yeah.
But one of the interesting things about Margaret Hodge was we said to her, "What are you going to do after the next general election? You know, if Labour gets in, if Labour gets part of a coalition, for instance." She said, "I'm staying where I am. Chairing the Public Accounts Committee is the most powerful job I've ever had."
She's very good at it, too, isn't
and
she?
And she's very good at it.
Yeah, she is. Yes, it's not necessarily becoming a minister, is it, that is powerful?
Becoming a minister would be a step down.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't... I mean, she tried to reduce my college's budget one time. But, I mean,
me about that.
Oh, well, there was a period in which when London Council was closed down by Mrs. Thatcher, they had this education part called ILEA, and it ran all the schools and colleges. Oh. And they didn't know what to do with them, so they threw them at the local authorities. And local authorities had never had that kind of responsibility. And I was sitting in a council meeting, and the council was discussing its budget. And Margaret Hodge was then leader of the council. And she said, "Let's take some money from the college. They've got lots." As I was principal of the college, I, of course, strongly objected. And she didn't, of course, take it. But but I met at her house, you know, and we're friendly.
What was the name of your college?
It's changed its name. It was called North London when I was there, and it's now called City and Islington. But I always remember saying, "We'll take some money from the college. They've got lots." And, of course, in terms of budgets, the college budget was larger than that of the council. Well, they are. But she didn't. But no, we've made up since. And as I say, she came and spoke to the first meeting of the women's group, and she was lovely.
And how's the women's group done since then?
Well, it's had some problems. It's met every month. As you know, we had someone from the Fawcett Society last month. This coming month, we have Dr. Wendy Savage, who's the great gynecologist.
Remember her.
That's right. She's actually a member. She comes to meetings. And she's talking. And we had our local MP, who's Emily Thornberry. And we're just organising all women canvasses, which I think is an interesting idea.
And you said previously that you didn't approve of all women organisations.
I find them... It isn't that I don't approve. I find them difficult. When I became principal, I had an all-women senior management team. I inherited it. And it didn't work until a couple of people left and a couple of men joined. I'm not saying I like men more than women. I probably do, but that wasn't important. I think cross-gender organisations, mixed-gender organisations, work better. I disapprove. It's just I find it easier to work in a mixed-gender organisation.
So is the women's group, of the Labour women's group, more difficult than WILF?
There are certain comparisons.
Yeah.
Yes. The woman who didn't get elected when I was elected, And I stood up, having been elected, and said, it's ridiculous having one person do this. Will you work with me? And it was very difficult working with her. And it's continued to be difficult working
She's
with
jealous.
Her.
She's jealous, perhaps.
Well, anyway, I thought I'd give it a year. I mean, I have regenerated the whole women's group.
Of course
group.
You have.
It didn't exist before. Mm. And quite a lot of people think it's rather good. Mm. I mean, I had real problems when it was International Women's Day. And I tried to find an International Women's Day flag to put on the town hall. It doesn't exist. I mean, I couldn't find one. So I bought a United Nations flag and they flew that for me on the town hall. But I threatened, I mean, recently we have an Arsenal football team, which is quite fairly successful. But we also have an Arsenal women's football team, which is even more successful.
It was on, wasn't it on the telly a couple of nights ago?
Probably.
Yeah.
And I was, I went to the celebration of the men's victory and I stood squashed in a crowd for 2 hours. But then I went to the making of the new mayor, and the leader of the council was praising the previous mayor. And he said, it must have been lovely for you to be mayor when Arsenal won the league. And I said, in the middle of this meeting, I said, and what about the women? And he stood up and said, Diane Braes says, and they then had a celebration for the women, which was nice.
Well done. So you're obviously able to make a difference there, Diane. Yeah.
I attend Labour group meetings and I talk a lot.
Yeah.
I'm not supposed to talk, I don't think, but I do.
And are you involved in any other organisations?
Well, I used to stand with Women in Black. Regrettably, it meets on the same day as all the Labour Party meetings. They're always on a Wednesday. So yeah. I haven't been recently.
Yeah.
But, you know, I work for the University of the Third Age, as you
And do you
know.
Still do the reading? You used to do reading, didn't you?
I used to teach people with dyslexia.
Yes, people.
I did that for 2 years, yes.
Yeah, but not
I, so. I'm not doing it now, but I want to do some more work with people in social housing. When I worked in Wales, we taught families rather than children. If you teach a child to read, if you go around to the school as many good people do and listen to a child read. But when the child goes home, there isn't a book. Mm. And it maybe isn't even a functionally literate parent. And so I'm going to try and persuade them to let me teach families on the estate. It's my current campaign.
You're going to be a very busy woman.
I mean, the University of Third Age, I run the group on current affairs. Mm. And that works really quite well. I mean, I'm sorry I'm taking your time.
We're not taking
but it. One of the problems I had, I didn't want it to be dominated by anyone. Mm. And you do get organisations dominated. And as you probably know, if you go to a meeting and you speak, then you speak again. If you don't speak, you don't speak at all. And so I use the Andrew Marr. I don't know if you watch the Andrew Marr programme on Sunday morning at 9. People bring in newspaper articles and talk to them. So everybody brings in a newspaper article. And that means they've chosen what they thought was important. And one of our members gets up at 8:30 on the morning, goes to a cafe, buys every newspaper and a croissant, and comes in with all the newspapers with outline. And in fact, he had a letter in the which newspaper.
You're going away.
I'm going away to show you something.
Diane is going to her study to collect a bit of paper.
Well, we've just been recruiting. Oh, I've got two of these.
She's come back with a collage.
This is the letter that the member of our group wrote. Yeah. And I had it blown up and... whatever you call when you put plastic on top.
It says, it's a letter that one of her group, University of Third Age, wrote. Sir, it is not so surprising that the British admire Angela Merkel. She is an academic scientist who has had a proper job, is a linguist and a statesman. Sadly, not many of our politicians have even one of these attributes.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
But he's a good guy.
Yeah.
He's also a member of the Labour Party. But anyway, I've got two of these.
Yeah.
I put George Clooney on the other one.
Yeah.
Because I thought his current affairs.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I walked away.
Diane, thank you. Thank you so much. But
I think
we'll have a general chat now.
Yeah. I'll get the other one. I can't find it.